views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm amazingly makes you want to tackle your transitions and jump to your next chapter. Do you have a major change happening in your life and you don't even know where to begin? Are you letting fear and anxiety get in the way of your next move? Shelley has been working with people for over a decade with everything from writing books to career changes to simply cleaning out their closets. How? Powerfully and funnily. Shelley's creative and powerful approach makes it happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, and purposefully. Now, here's your host, Shelley Ryan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shelley Ryan, and you're listening to Your Next Chapter on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll help you take a look at your life book. What have you done so far? What do you still want to do? You don't have to be a chapter in someone else's book anymore. You have plenty of time to create who you really want to be. So get ready, turn the page, and design your next chapter. Today's next chapter is for those of you who are on the fence around leaving your corporate job to do something that you've been always dreaming about. My guest today is Deborah Acker. Deb has accomplished a lot of chapters in her life book already, and the one we're going to focus on in today's show is her transition from the corporate world to working as a coach, speaker, and energy healer. Deborah learned a long time ago that the key to true happiness meant moving away from it. She realized at an early age, through the loss of her mom at 17 and her dad leaving before the age of 2, that running away from herself, her emotions, and her pain only caused more of it, and that your only true way out is in. Today, she embraces it all to feel the light in the darkness, the joy in the sadness, and the perfection in everything. With this, she helps women take control of their lives and really to create their reality for true joy, peace, and trust, no matter what's occurring. And most importantly, to celebrate and relish in this crazy, juicy, up and down thing we call life, including all of the emotions that come with it. When she's not clearing energy blocks and childhood patterns or completing her new book, which will be out soon, can't wait, you can find Deborah traveling the world, savoring its beauty, people, culture, and adventures. To find out more about Deb, visit her at DeborahAcker.com. So welcome, Deb. It's great to have you join me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful and excited to be here and to be having this conversation with you.
Me too. Well, let's go ahead and get started and tell us about your next chapter story and how you came to the path of coaching while you were working in the corporate world.
Yeah. So I so love this story.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So really, you know, it's interesting, right? Like I think most of us, we have that feeling that there's something more for us, right? You know, if you're getting that kind of that nudge and that poke of like, I know that there's something more, you know, and that was my story, right? I was like, I know that there's something more. Yeah. And I started by, just starting to take a step forward, right? Which that step at the time was actually, I love fitness. So it was working on a fitness website. And I started to do that for about 6 months and had a web company working on it and things weren't flowing. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't moving the way I would have expected it to. Okay. And there was something, you know, about 6 months into it that just made me pause. I'm like, this isn't working. What, you know, like maybe I just need to take a step back. And so what I did is I took a step back and then I decided to move towards writing. And, you know, again, I did it for a little while and was writing, but, you know, wisely, my therapist at the time, she said to me, she's like, Deb, she's like, you know, I know people who love to write and you might like to write, but you don't have to write. Like, it's not the thing that's like pulling you forth.
Sure.
And I was like, huh. That's really smart. That's really true.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening after that is I was back from this writing retreat And I ended up, you know, I work a lot with guides and angels. I work a lot with the, you know, with other, you know, other dimensions. And I ended up just kind of putting out there, show me, you know, I was in medical sales at the time. So it was like, show me that what I'm doing right now isn't, you know, isn't the right thing anymore. And I literally had gotten back from this retreat, and for a day and a half, I could not get on my corporate computer. Oh. And so it was super clear. I was like, that's
there you go.
And then I just ended up putting out, okay, well, show me what my next step is, you know? And I know there's so much pressure so many times. It's like, oh, I need to find my purpose and what that thing is, right? And for me, it was just like, show me my next step. And within 2 to 3 weeks, I was away at a retreat. And this lady who is really well known in the industry, she was coaching someone on the stage. And told, you know, she opened it up for people in the audience to coach this person, which mm-hmm. probably isn't even typical, right? But the what ended up happening is totally unconsciously, I started coaching this woman on the stage. And what ended up happening is the lady who was running the retreat came up to me on a break and said, you should coach for the program that I was taking. And immediately I knew that that was my next step. I was like, wow. Oh, even if I never worked for this woman, which I didn't, but I'm like, I know that this is my next step.
Yeah, this is it. This.
So I started, that was like the journey, and I started moving towards it, at, you know, basically right away, right when I got that message.
And did you actually go up on the stage to coach her? Is that what you were saying? Is it you that they,
no,
were they asking
in the audience and just sort of sharing what was coming, like basically flowing through me?
Wow.
It was really cool because it was like, okay. And, you know, and it was really powerful too, because this lady, she's interviewed Wayne Dyer. She had interviewed some of the other big names. Right. And so
yeah,
like this message that was like, you know, that came through from someone that I was like, oh, wow, like that's really powerful. And so I just knew, I was like, all right, it's time for me to, you know, to at least give it a shot. Right. You know, like I said, I think we get put so much pressure on, oh, this has got to be it. Right. And instead I'm going to take that next step forward and open to the flow.
Yeah. And I love that you got answers too, right? Like when you probably got quiet and listened, and then you got your answers, right? Because so many times we're so busy that we don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I felt very guided, you know, truth mm-hmm. be told, it's like, okay, like, you know, I always talk about, I'm doing a lot of corporate sales trainings right now. And I always talk about like, you know, I think most of us, like, we're not always tuned into like, wait, this feels fun and this feels exciting. Yeah. This feels juicy. And it's like, that's a sign we're going in the right direction.
You know? Yeah. And that could even happen at work, right? You can feel that at work.
It can happen anywhere, which is
absolutely,
which is awesome and beautiful.
Yeah. Well, what steps did you take to start to leave the corporate world?
Yeah. So, you know, immediately when I got this message, it's so funny how we think about things. And I think it's just perfect, you know, it's perfect conditioning, right? So I started to put myself out there, go to networking events and everything. And I remember the first person that I was talking to that probably needed my help. And I had this whole mindset or block around, you know, she, I don't have business cards. I don't have a website.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's so common, right? But the,
yes.
You know, so then I didn't offer, like, we were talking and I think she was kind of waiting for me to say like, hey, let's continue this conversation. And I didn't offer. And so then, you know, like I said, I always work with my guides and angels, which, you know, are just our guidance system, right? Whoever we're being guided by. And so for me, you know, I said to them, I was like, give me another shot. I'm not done. I commit to really telling somebody about it, even though I don't have business cards, even though I don't have quote unquote the things in place. I'm like, you know, I was like, give me another shot at this. So what ended up happening was I did put it out to somebody who it wasn't aligned. And then the next person I spoke to a friend of mine, and I was just putting it out in a casual way, like, hey, if you know anyone, I'm starting to do this. And then later she came to me and said, Deb, I want to work with you. And so I just started to really take those first steps towards that. Cause I remember getting on this call with her. So my first coaching call, and I'm literally lined up with all of my coaching, like anything, all the things that I've learned.
Right. Yep. Yep. On your desk, spread out everywhere. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm trying to prep for this call. It's like all the things that, you know, I mean, just the ways that, again, that we get conditioned to, you know, that we're conditioned to be as humans. Right.
Right.
And so, you know, and then you get on the call, and then it, for me, what happened was it was a process that showed me what, where I was naturally guided towards and what, you know, what I was naturally gifted at. And even with my first client, she had major transformation in 3 months' time with childhood wounding and patterns and stuff. And so I was naturally guided towards forgiveness work, towards helping people heal. I was naturally guided towards those things. And it was just like starting to like allow for that flow. So that was my first entry into, you know, into that coaching. And then I just sort of started putting it out, you know, more and more and more, and just starting to build that up. I was doing workshops, which I found, you know, to be totally transparent, I found kind of difficult, because not to teaching the workshops, but in terms of like getting, you know, quote unquote, getting the people, you know, for, you know, to fill them, because my community in Chicago, a lot of my, you know, my network at that time, they weren't into this work. And, the place where I was hosting it, which was wonderful and lovely, it wasn't easy. Right. And I'm like, I want it to be so easy. Right. Like it's meant to be easy. Right. Like if there's, you know, it's like, I think we get conditioned again to think that this has to be hard, but it's, you know, it's meant to be easy. But in the process, you know, so I was, you know, getting referrals. I got a lot of referrals. I was, doing some workshops, and I just kept putting myself out there and also getting the pieces in place for, to really, you know, feel as comfortable as we are ever going to feel to take that leap. Okay. Right. I mean, I think, you know, we get conditions like, well, if it doesn't feel, you know, comfortable or it doesn't feel safe, I shouldn't do it. But it's like, it's kind of not meant to feel like, you know, well, this is so, I mean, it can be easy, but it's not meant to feel maybe that it's, you know, without any fear or anything. You're going to feel that because it's a change, and that's naturally how, you know, how we're wired.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And then did you just have a kind of a hard stop at your corporate job, or did you kind of ease into this working for yourself?
Yeah. So I just kept easing. So I spent 2 years easing in and creating, putting all the necessary steps in place. I had my website up at that point and just kept putting those necessary steps in place. And then what ended up happening was, I'm a powerful creator, right? And I know, we have to go to break in a minute, but, I'm a powerful creator. So what I ended up doing was, really taking those, and I'll walk you through really what I did, but I started to take the next steps to really complete my corporate job. And so, so I can share about that.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, this is a perfect place to stop. It's time to go to a quick break. So you're listening to Shelly Ryan with Your Next Chapter. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, you'll hear some of Deb's recommendations for someone who may want to leave their job, but has no idea what they should be doing instead. So we'll go ahead and take a short break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
We're back on Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. My guest today is Deborah Acker, who's talking to us about her journey from leaving the corporate world to her dream job. Before we continue, though, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Deb. So could you give us your contact info for our listeners?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for asking my contact info. So you can head to my website at www.deborahacker.com. And there, as well as bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. I have a free Living in Your Truth guide. It's literally got one step per month. So it's got 12 steps plus a bonus step. So it's got 13 steps of really moving towards your truth. And I have people all the time telling me, oh my God, this guide changed my life. I love this guide. So I encourage you to just go check it out. It's amazing. And if you're really looking just to live in your truth and really move towards more truth in your life, that's really why I created it.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. Okay. So before the break, we said we were going to let people know your recommendations for someone who wants to leave their job, but maybe has no idea what they should be doing instead. So do you want to talk about those recommendations?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting. One of the things I think that's so important is really stepping out and saying, like, I'm just going to take a step. Even if you don't know what that is, it's like if something pops in and you feel called towards it, right? Like I talk about, you know, this, like, again, what does your yes feel like in your body, right? So mm-hmm. being able to recognize, like, oh my God, my yes, for me, it feels open. It feels exciting. It feels light. It feels, you know, juicy. And so, you know, feeling when you feel something, so something comes in your field and you're like, oh my God, that feels fun, right? That feels exciting, which many times we could connect into if we think about a vacation we've been on, right? Or a time when we got promoted or a time when we got a new client. You know, when we think about some of these times in our lives where we were, you know, had a baby, got married, all of those things, when we think about those times in our lives when we were a yes, that's a great way to start to connect to it. And then just starting to take the pressure off of this has to be the final step and just take that one step forward, right? Like just take step forward and then allow, you know, universe, source, God, however you define it, to give you more information to go, yeah, you're going in the right direction, or, oh, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't feel good. And so it's really important to start to connect to that feeling in your body that knows, your guidance system within yourself that knows, okay, this is the right direction or not. And then there's a place of, you know, where fear can come into place, right?
Sure.
And so,
yeah.
If you're feeling, you know, you're feeling excited about something, but then you feel that like heaviness that comes in maybe around fear, just tuning in, is this because it's not right? Or is this because I'm just scared?
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, so it's so important just to start to like, just like allow yourself to move forward. Cause sometimes we get so caught up in that, right? Where we're like, oh my God, I have to know what it is. And instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to take one step forward. The other thing is, you know, Neil Donald Walsh talks about, you know, finding your purpose. And he talks about it more from the space of like, you know, sort of bigger terms, like you know, I came here to love. I came here to heal.
Sure.
Right? You know, and so thinking about it from that space as opposed to like, I came here to be, you know, a teacher, or I came here to be a doctor, right? But just starting to think about like what, you know, if you had that one or two or three key words like that you would describe of like what, you know, I came here to be of service, like, you know, just who you came here to be, how would you describe that? Right. For me, I know that I'm here definitely to love and to, well, and to heal and really to help people with growth. Right. For, so I'm a big, you know, proponent and big believer in expansion and growth. Mm-hmm. So, really, you know, really looking at it from that perspective can help just to start again. And these are just tools to start to get you to open to it. And again, the most important thing is taking that pressure off of it. Cause when you're like, I got to find my purpose, like,
it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Heavy. It's like,
absolutely. Yeah.
And then the other thing that I mentioned that I did, and I really recommend, is just putting out again, whatever you believe in, whether it's source, universe, God, guides and angels, putting out and saying, hey, show me what my next step is, right? Show me what I'm meant to, you know, like what's my next step and what I'm meant to be doing. Or if you're confused about if you're in the right place, again, just saying like, show me, am I in the right place? Is this, should I stay here or, you know, should I not? And the way I said that actually, when I first did it was give me a very clear sign. Right. So some people, I didn't see anything. I didn't get anything. And it's like, no. Give me a very clear sign.
Yeah. Specifically ask for that. Right. So that, you know, it's going to be obvious. It has to be obvious.
Exactly. Clear, obvious is another way to put that, which is really great. You know, obvious sign. So absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Well, what have you seen was the biggest challenge to leaving your corporate job? And what do you want people to know about it?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think it was interesting because it was like, I was very, very fortunate because I was in a job where I got to the point where I was working 20 to 30 hours a week in that job, making very nice money.
Yeah.
And so I had this really nice balance of like being able to do that and have, you know, that income and that flow and that money coming in. And then also, I mean, I would spend my weekends working on this. So it was like very, I was very hardcore about, okay, I'm spending, you know, whatever, like I could literally easily spend Saturday and Sunday all day, like 8, 10, 12 hours working on the things that I was working on. The guide that I mentioned earlier, I channeled in like a day and a half. It's a 40-page guide. I channeled it in a day and a half on one of my weekends.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it was one of those things, actually, it was the day that Wayne Dyer crossed over that like it all kind of flowed through me, which was a really cool synchronicity.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is really awesome.
Fun. But you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, you just keep going to the, you know, you keep choosing it, right? It's like over and over and over, I had to keep choosing it. And there was a tipping point. I remember this tipping point very distinctly where it was easier to go than to stay. So for the longest time, it felt scary. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And then there was this tipping point in my corporate job where I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it feels easier not to be here than to be here having this like set income and the safety and all those things that we get conditioned to, right. You know, having all of those sort of in place. I was like, no, you know, I'm ready. And I just
got,
you know,
it. Yeah.
Like, especially too, like depending on what, you know, what job you're in and stuff, you know, many times like we're in these environments and the corporate environment itself can be really heavy, right? It can feel really like, oh, this is like, you know, not so fun and everything. And so me, as the more and more sensitive I got towards energy, which we're all tuned to it, but we're not all, you know, as aware of it, but like mm-hmm. Like I got tuned to it. I was like, oh my God, I can't stay in this heavy environment or this environment where I'm kind of just basically being told what to do, or really an environment where it's really disconnected. As I was starting to connect to myself, it was like, I can't do it.
I understand that completely. So you said in the last segment that you're a powerful creator. So what does it mean to create your reality, and how does that apply to leaving your job?
Yeah. So thank you so much for asking, because I love talking about creating our realities, right?
Yeah.
And so you had asked me about, you know, completing my corporate job, or how that all came to pass. And this is one example of being a powerful creator. So, you know, for 2 years I was moving towards this, and I was moving at my own pace, which is one reason why, like I said, I don't always recommend just like taking the leap. It's like, move at your own pace, let yourself have that income coming in mm-hmm. so that you can do it comfortably, where you're not like, you know, say for instance, you know, you are a coach and you're looking for clients, right? Or you're really magnetizing and attracting clients. You're not like, oh my God, I have to have this client, which, you know, of course people can really feel, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so instead of that, what I ended up, you know, so as I was like, you know, doing this and I was moving through at my own pace and basically at the beginning of 2016, I was like, okay, like I'm getting ready to take that leap. And I felt really scary to like be like, okay, this is like it. I'm making that decision, right? But what was happening is and I believe that everything is every situation, every scenario is conspiring, you know, in our favor if we can see it that way, right? Mm-hmm. And my manager at the time, you know, he was becoming more difficult to work with. It was like we were butting heads more. It was just more of a challenging situation. There was a lot more micromanagement going just in management in general. Mm-hmm. And all this freedom and ease that I had, right, was all, you know, starting to shift. And in the process of that, I made a decision. I was like, okay, on this date, this is when I'm putting my notice in. I booked all this travel because I love to travel. So I booked all this to go away. And then the next day, this manager who was a lifer at my company put his notice in.
Oh. And
I was like, oh my God, you know, is this like a sign I'm supposed to stay? You know,
right.
What I did is I looked at the energy and I was like, I just chose my dream. I just chose what I wanted. I am not going backwards. Like there is no going backwards, right?
Yeah.
The next day I'm on the phone with my friend of mine and she was like, you know, why don't you just like, I was like, I just said, I'd like to get paid to leave. I'm like, that's what I said.
Okay.
I want to get paid to leave. Cause I was going to, he put his notice in. I was quitting in 2 weeks from that, you know, from that date that I had started, you know, that I basically heard that he was leaving. And so I was like, oh, you know, so basically I put out there, what would it take to get paid to leave?
Okay.
And then we weren't getting along, my manager and I at the time, right? And so, you know, a week later, 3 days before I was going to quit, he put his, he had me let go. So he had me like, I got severance, I got unemployment.
Oh my gosh.
It was like,
oh my gosh.
And I got 2 weeks, 2.5 extra weeks vacation. So
that's the way to leave. That's the way to leave.
Exactly. So I was like, this is how you like leave a corporate job. I was like, oh my God, but this is about being a powerful creator, right? I let go of any attachment to, oh my gosh, like it has to be this one way, right? But I was just like, I kind of just put it out there. I wasn't attached to like, it has to happen this way, but I put it out there. I let go of it and trusted that if it was in my highest good, it was going to come to pass. And I didn't have it. I didn't try to figure out the, you know, what Mike Dooley calls the cursed house, right? I didn't try to figure out the cursed house. Yep. I was like, this is what I would desire, what I desire, right? And I was full on all in. And then the universe was like, hell yeah, we're high five you too.
Do it.
Yeah.
I love how that just came, like it couldn't have come out any better, right? Like you couldn't have gotten it to work any better. So that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it was like, I was like sitting there while they're letting me go and I was like, don't smile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause you know, nobody normally gets really thrilled about being let go. And you're like, hold on. Yeah. This is actually what I asked for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a short break. You're listening to Shelley Ryan with your next chapter. And when we come back, Deb's going to tell us why she might not recommend you leave your corporate job to pursue your dream. Really? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell.
The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
All right, we're back with Your Next Chapter with Shelley Ryan. I have Deborah Acker here talking about her transition from the corporate world to doing work she absolutely loves. She was just talking about creating her reality and how that applies to leaving your job. So, Deb, how did you find your purpose and how important was your inner voice in all of this?
Yeah, so, you know, I talked a little bit about basically I was sort of like the red carpet was laid out in terms of, okay, you know, this is the next step of what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think it's really about really being open and being willing to follow, you know, follow that inner voice that's within us. Right. So staying connected to that. So, you know, like I said, I mentioned with working with this one, you know, with my first client, right. And I was naturally gravitated towards childhood patterns, right. And forgiveness work and childhood wounding. And, you know, like that felt really, really good. So, you know, what I started to realize, but it took me a long time to actually really tune into this, is that I was comfortable in the places most people weren't willing to go. So like I was comfortable in people's pain and in their challenges and their difficulties. That to me was like the juicy part. It was the beautiful part, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I really think it's about, you know, like, first of all, recognizing how our inner voice comes in. And I'll give you like the four ways that I always coach people through, like just starting to really, you know, have open to our inner voice, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, I would say like our inner voice comes in through clairvoyance, which is like basically, you know, you can see it, your third eye, right? So you see, yep. It can look different for every single person, right? But if you start to get visions or you start to see pictures of things, many times that's our intuition coming in. You can also clairaudience is the next one, right? And so that's like basically you might hear a voice. It might be your voice, right? So, you know, we get to think like, oh, we tend to think of hearing, you know, oh, it's some other voice, right? Sometimes it's someone else's voice, but sometimes it's your voice. And that's your intuition talking to you saying, okay, you know, this is the next step, right? So those two that are less tangible are clairsentience, which is all around feeling, and claircognizance, which is knowing, right? So when you have that gut feeling in your body, right? It's like, oh, I just had a gut feeling I was supposed to go left or go right, or yeah. I was supposed to be at this meeting, right? You know, all of those things, that's our intuition coming through, right? And starting to tune into that. I know for the longest time, my two biggest were the ones that are like kind of quote unquote the least tangible. So the feeling and knowing, right? Okay. I just knew something, right? You know, I always talk about the example when I was a little girl and we were in the movies, we were watching Pretty Woman, and these people came, it was back in the day when people used to movie hop and
oh yeah.
And these people came and sat right in front of me, like kind of in the middle of the movie. And I was a little stinker, so I put my feet up on the chair.
Nice. And,
my mother like was like, get your feet down. And I said loudly enough, they didn't pay to, you know, to be here.
Okay.
And, you know, they got up and left. I don't know if they moved in somewhere else in the theater and they just left the show. Uh-huh. But my mother, you know, later she's like, how did you know that? And I was like, I just knew. Right. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
Have these feelings, this knowing, and it can feel less tangible, but it's just starting to really tune into that space within ourselves and starting to follow our guidance system. I do a, and you can go to my website, to my workshops tab to sign up to be get on the wait list, but I have an Upping Your Game masterclass, right? And okay. It's a sales masterclass, but it's all about walking people through, okay, what does your yes feel like in your body? What does your no feel like in your body? And what does your maybe feel like, right? And we do a ton of other things as well in this free masterclass, but it's one of those things where once we can start to connect to, oh my God, this is the thing that feels good. That's how we can start to know, you know, I think we get so conditioned to, it's like, oh, life's about struggle and life has to be hard. Yeah. And, you know, we all these stories we just bought into when we were growing up. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, again, universe, source, God, however you define it, wants us to be happy. We are meant to be beyond happy. And the question that comes up, it's like, what, if you knew life was always for you, how would you show up differently in every single moment?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty good question.
That is. Oh my gosh. And if we could just believe that, my gosh, it would be so different.
Right.
Because everybody always feels like life is against us, or they're against us, or my boss is against me, or whatever. Wow.
Yeah. And in what, you know, at the next segment, we're going to do a clearing to start to clear some of these blocks, and that will be one of them.
Okay. I like that. Like that.
Yeah.
So what's your take on your soul purpose? Is that a little different than this?
You know, yeah, I mean, I think we kind of get conditioned to think of our purpose, like what we're doing in life versus our soul purpose. And I think our soul purpose, again, goes back to like, you know, like, how did I come here to be in this world, right? Again, we're human beings, we're not human doings, right? That we think we are, right? And so, you know, it goes back to, I came here to love, I came here to grow. It's usually as simple as one word. And I came here for expansion, I came here for freedom. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really all of these are within us. So anytime we put something outside of ourselves, like, oh, you know, like we are abundant, right? For instance, right. So if I say abundance is outside of me, that's where what I call, you know, we put separation between it and anything you want, you know, there's the old saying of like anything that you want, you can't have. Right. So anytime you create separation between something you're desiring and where you are now, that pushes it away from you instead of actually bringing it towards you.
Yep.
And so it's so important to recognize you already are love. You already are abundance, right? You know, you already are, you know, ease and joy and peace. And once you can start to really own that and embody that and live from that, you know, which is a work in progress, right? It's an everyday journey. There's no final end point. Mm-hmm. You know, everything starts to shift and change.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I know we mentioned this earlier. Why would you recommend not leaving your corporate job to pursue your dreams? That this may not be for everyone.
So I think everything is about the energy that you're in. And I know energy can feel like a spatial word, right? But everything is about the energy that you're in. So say, for instance, you think about leaving your corporate job and you're like, and the idea makes like literally puts you into a state of fear. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, or you're like, how am I going to pay my bills? That isn't the best energy to be sitting on a call trying to close, you know, close business or get clients in that state. Right.
Yep.
So I think it's so important to be like, okay, like, am I going to feel, you know, I mean, again, there is going to be that natural state of fear, but it's not like you don't want to be in that space where it's like, I have to get business. Right. Like I have, you know, like, cause if you feel that, even if, as I say that, right. If you feel that in your body and that's being projected every time you have a conversation with someone, subconsciously, whether they're tuned to it or not, they're going to feel some subconscious pressure, right. Some subconscious heaviness. Mm-hmm. And so in that space, like, you know, many times we end up, you know, pushing someone away from that space. So I really think it's all about looking what emotional or energetic state am I in when I make that leap. And if you can do it where you can balance having, you know, having that income coming in so you could feel relaxed as you build your business, to me, that is like, it's a much calmer way you know, to make that transition. And it's about feeling what feels right for you. So if it feels right just to make that leap and you know you've got it and you're not worried and all those things, that's the right energy to be in. So make the leap. But
Right.
Oh my God, I'm scared, you know, figure out a transitional plan.
Yeah, that's really good advice, because I think if you really are just trying to leave, just because you're unhappy, that's not going to get you where you want to go. You're just going to fall back into something that keeps you unhappy, right?
Right. Well, and what you're talking about, what I hear you talking about, it's rescue, wanting to be rescued.
Yeah.
Right? So this thing will save me. Oh, well,
yes.
This thing will save me, right? And then we can do this in relationships. We do it in business. I mean, we do it in all different arenas. And again, it's like, you know, think about it. It's like the best example, right? Is like if you're dating someone, right? And you're like, this person's going to rescue me. They're going to save me, right?
Yeah.
Typically, if we go in from that mindset, right, into a date or into a dating scenario, doesn't typically go so well. And the same thing applies, you know, in finding our purpose and opening, you know, leaving the corporate world.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was your centering point through this whole journey?
Yeah, I love this question. I think it's so important. And I think it's sometimes something we're not sort of, that's not top of mind, right? But for me, my centering point was always like, will I have any regrets at the end of my time here?
Love that.
And, you know, I'm like, if I won't have any regrets. So like, you know, it's interesting because every single time I take a new leap in my business, you know, or most of the time, there's that fear that comes into play, right? Mm-hmm. And so here's the thing. I know I'm meant to do it. And I actually know that if I don't do it, I'm just going to literally be in a prolonged state of fear. if I choose not to take any action, right? It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be in this like prolonged state of fear for the, you know, like however long I decide not to take that action. So instead I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, it's like when I take the action, all of a sudden the fear dissipates, right? But the biggest piece of that is like at the end of my time here as, you know, as Deborah Acker, right? I'm like, I am... You know, I'm like, I do not want to have any regrets. I don't want to say, oh my God, I had all of the, because we all are born with everything that we need to be our highest version of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had all the things that I needed to be, you know, successful, you know, not necessarily like business successful, but it's all of it, right? Success, life, having a successful life, right? But I had all the things that I needed to have this successful life, you know, this life of love and abundance and all the things that we are all meant to have as human beings. And, you know, I don't want to say like, I blew it. Like, man, why didn't I do this? And, you know, I mean, there's, I think the old cliche of like, you know, but it's about the chances you take versus the chances you don't, however that thing goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my mantras for life too, is I want no regrets. I don't want to live with any regrets. So that's awesome. So before we go to our next break, I know you have generously brought a couple of gifts to our listeners. You already mentioned one of them. Could you tell them a little bit about your gifts and how they can go about getting them?
Yeah. So again, I have my Living in Your Truth guide, which you can get at bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. And again, this is a guide. It's got 13 steps. Each step is meant to be done over the course of a month so that you're not, and it's not about beating up on yourself if you don't do one of the steps or, you know, get a chance, but it's one of those things I want you to actually implement that into so that it becomes part of your practice, right? So it's not just like, oh, I did it. I read through something and I'm done. It's like, okay, in this month, this is what I'm focused on. And I do it 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 1 time a week, whatever, but I just start to build so that you can really actually be, you know, be successful in the process of implementing transformation. So that's the first one. The second one is actually, and I haven't mentioned it, it's an energy clearing video, and it's all about clearing the top female patterns that I see in my, basically the top patterns I see in my female clients, I should say.
Okay.
So it's the top childhood patterns. And I believe the URL for that is just bit.ly/energy clearing video. I don't know if you have the.
Yep, I do. That's it.
So it's just bit.ly/energy clearing video. And this is, again, just my zone of genius is clearing childhood patterns. And when we do that, we're able to manifest quicker. We're able to, we feel better. We're able to connect to our intuition that's always coming through, but that sometimes is blocked. So I've had many people come back to tell me that they got new clients. They felt better with this. That new things have, new opportunities have opened up. Just literally, it's a 20 minute or so video that literally is meant to clear out like all the patterns I see over and over and over in my female clients.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to be watching that actually this week. I'm going to watch that this week for sure.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take another break. And when we come back, Deb has agreed to do an energy clearing for us, for those of you who might be interested in taking that leap or getting off the fence of leaving your corporate job to going into something that you'd really love to do. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about what are you afraid of. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelly Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
We are back, and Deborah Acker is generously going to give us an opportunity to do a clearing for some of our top childhood patterns that she sees in her female clients. So, Deb, is there anything I need to do to introduce that, or do you just take it away?
Yeah, no, I'll just walk people through. So basically, you know, energy clearing work, I know we can think of energies can be weird or out there, right? But this is all about just clearing the subconscious and unconscious patterns, blocks that stop you from being able to really move forward on your journey, right? And so basically what we're going to do, and I always like to give people the 360 overview, and then I'll walk you through this step by step.
Okay.
Basically what we're going to do is we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And I always say the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we've come here to be. And then from there, we're going to expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And that's the return to us being infinite beings in a body. And really, it's the return to us being powerful.
Okay.
So, and then from there, I might say something like everywhere you're scared to make that leap, right? And you want to just see that coming out of your body, because that's a pattern, right? And we're going to give you positive alternatives to breathe in, like light, like love, like truth. You can feel it already working because there's yep. light coming in. So just closing your eyes, obviously, if you're operating heavy machinery or driving, do not.
Yes, please. Please.
For everybody else, just closing your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath and just exhaling out and just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just seeing, sensing, or feeling that light, whatever comes up for you naturally. And beginning to see this liquid golden light good coming down into your forehead, down past your eyes, past your ears and nose, down past your mouth, into your throat, down past your head, good, across your shoulders, down into your torso and down your back, down the sides of your body, down your arms and out through your fingertips, good. Down into your hips and glutes, down your legs and out through your feet, and just connecting into the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just bringing this liquid golden light back up through your feet, up through your legs and the sides of your legs, into your hips and glutes, up into your torso and back and the sides of your body, filling every cell up into your neck and up into your face. And just expanding this light out now like 5 feet, just see it covering the entire room that you're in, out 10 feet, expanding it across your entire city, expanding it across your entire state or country, wherever you are, expanding it across your entire continent, again, wherever you are located. Just see that light covering the entire continent, knowing that when we see something with our mind's eye, we create it. Covering the entire world, just super, super, super big, and just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out past the entire, so past the entire world, and then past the entire universe. So past all the planets, good. All the galaxies, all the stars, just super, super, super big. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. Good, and just opening, expanding, and breathing. And just every version of where you are scared to make the leap, right? Right? You're scared to move forward. You're scared to make that jump. Every version where you think that there's only one right way to do it, and it's only one right way, right? There's this one right way. All versions of that, just exhaling that out and breathing in truth and breathing in light and breathing in ease. Good. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in ease, and breathing in flow. One more time, just breathing in truth. Breathing in light, breathing in ease, and breathing in flow. And everywhere you're looking for that one right way, right? Everywhere you're not taking a step forward because you don't know what that step is, and everywhere you're not just choosing to take a step, even if it may not be the right step. So, and every version of where you're not trusting that you are being guided, that you are being led in this life, right? On this path, on your journey, right? Exhaling that out and breathing in truth and breathing in light, and breathing in trusting. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in trusting, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in trusting. And just allowing your body just to start to fill with light and love and abundance and truth. Good. Filling up with light and love and abundance and truth. And taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale, just feeling your body wherever you are sitting. Just slowly opening your eyes. So that was a super quick clearing. I do actually, in my Living in Your Truth Facebook community, I do a complimentary clearing every single week on the energy, whatever's present in our field. So if you feel called, come join me in my community. And again, you can get the energy clearing video at bit.ly/energy clearing video. And that's a 20-minute one, right? So we go through the light activation process. There's more time spent on that. And then we clear out a ton of patterns.
That is awesome. That was awesome. I really did feel that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that was really, really great. Well, thank you so much, Deb. I'm really, really grateful for you joining me today. I love that you shared all your beautiful insights into taking that leap from the corporate job to your dream job. And I know it takes a lot of courage to do something like that, having also done it myself. And I also know that fear can sometimes get in the way. And so having these energy clearings and kind of getting rid of that fear can make such a huge difference. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be the first guest on your show. So
yes, I'm excited about that too. So thanks again. I'm just going to spend just a couple of minutes here talking about an event that I have coming up here, because I know how much fear can paralyze us from doing things that we really want to do. And I have this super cool opportunity for folks who are ready to push past their fears. I call it my scaredy cat retreat. I think we all have a little bit of scaredy cat in us. And at some point, we just are ready to face it, kind of like what Deb was just talking about, to take that next step. So on our scaredy cat retreat, we go to Isla Mujeres, Mexico. It's an island off of Cancun. And we spend 8 days, 7 nights. It's not only enjoying the beauty of the Caribbean Sea and the relaxation of yoga and meditation on the beach and the most delicious, authentic Mexican meals,
as well as the very best margaritas on the islands. That we definitely are going to enjoy. But even more importantly, you get a chance to make a shift in your thoughts around fear. We'll make space for trying something new. We'll get really clear about your vision around you, what you would want to do and what fear has stopped you from doing. You will elevate your passion and your energy, and you'll feel a new sense of commitment and be all in. We'll remove any roadblocks that have stopped you in the past, kind of like what we just did here, and you'll leave knowing exactly what you need to do to move forward. You'll get a chance to face a few fears too. So maybe traveling to a country where you don't speak the language is scary for you, or flying might be scary, or staying with folks that you don't even know. Sharing your own personal story could be scary. Maybe snorkeling in the ocean is a stretch for you. I don't know how many people were jumping off of a moving boat into the ocean and swimming with a 35-foot whale shark right next to you wouldn't create a little bit of fear, but you're going to have an opportunity to do that too. So I'll be taking applications for next year's retreat, which will be next year, June 29th through July 6th, 2019. So mark your calendars and shoot me an email at shelly@yournextchaptercoaching.com if you're interested. You can also learn more about it at yournextchaptercoaching.com. And I have another retreat coming up in Phoenix in the fall, and I'm going to be taking a group of folks to Ghana in late 2019. So get ready for that too. So when you're ready for your next chapter to begin, let me know, and I'm going to be waiting for you. Thanks again to my special guest, Deb Acker, for joining me on my intro radio show. So glad that she was able to join me. I'm looking forward to talking about future next chapters, whatever those next chapters might be. I think the next one we're going to talk about change and how to manage change. We're going to be talking about, again, a little bit more about fear. We'll talk about people who've had a transition about around your health or your relationships. We're going to talk about those kind of next chapters too. So until next time, next.
Thank you for listening to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelly Ryan. Tune in live the fourth Monday every month at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Shelly's creative and powerful approach makes your next chapter happen by guiding you deliberately, mindfully, purposefully, and funnily. Experience proven strategies to set you up successfully for your next move. Get ready to accelerate your purpose with Your Next Chapter Coaching and listen to past shows at yournextchaptercoaching.com. That's yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!